Ukraine security issue.
According to the general staff of the Ukrainian armed forces, by April 16th, the 52nd day of Russia's war against Ukraine, more than 20,000 Russian troops had been killed and more than 5,000 units of material had been destroyed. While its ground forces repeatedly failed to break through the Ukrainian defense, Russia continues to bomb and shell cities, towns and villages throughout the country. In the small hours of Saturday, the Ukrainian air defense shot down four Russian air-to-ground missiles and approaches to the Lviv region. But long-range missiles hit infrastructure facilities and residential areas in Kyiv, Kharkiv and Mykolaiv, as well as the Dnipropetrovsk, Poltava, Kirovohrad, Mykolaiv and Kharkiv regions. Local authorities reported civilian casualties. The general staff warns that the threat of cruise missile strikes from Russian warships in the Black Sea remains very high. According to the Ukrainian Army's South Operative Command, in the nearest time, the Russian troops are expected to resume their offensive in the Donbas in the east and attempt to advance to the administrative border of the Kherson region in the south. At present, Kherson and the major part of the region are occupied by Russia. The Washington Post published satellite images showing new graves at the city cemetery in Kherson. Between February 28 and April 15, the number grew up by 824 at least. Russian bombs, missiles and shells continue to systematically destroy cities, towns and villages in the Kharkiv, Donetsk and Luhansk regions. Several towns in the latter have by now been almost razed to the ground. In the Donetsk region, the Russian invaders are aiming to take control of the towns of Popasna, Rubizhne and Mariupol. They are planning to completely isolate Mariupol by blocking all roads leading to and from the port city and to prohibit any movement of local residents from next week on. They have also announced a so-called filtration of male residents. According to Petro Andrushenko, advisor to the Mariupol mayor, the invaders are going to mobilize a part of local men to the Russian army and force the other part to do cleanup works in the almost totally destroyed city. There are an estimated 100,000 civilians remaining trapped in Mariupol. Around 700 Ukrainian military and more than 1,000 civilians, including women and children, are being held by the Russians, according to Vice Premier Irina Vereshchuk. The Russians grossly violate the Geneva Convention relative to the treatment of prisoners of war, Vereshchuk said on Saturday. They have captured more than 1,000 civilians. Unfortunately, more than 500 of them are women. I say again and again, maybe the Russians will hear me. We will not exchange military servicemen for civilians. That is prohibited by the Geneva Convention. We demand to unconditionally release and hand over our civilians. As to the prisoners of war, the numbers are nearly equal, about 700 Russians and about 700 Ukrainians, said Vice Premier Irina Vereshchuk. She also cited multiple cases of Ukrainian children being forcefully taken from the occupied towns and villages in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions for their illegal adoption in Russia. Russia is going to introduce a simplified legal procedure for such adoptions. Ukraine appeals to the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child and the entire international community to react to this crime and help return the illegally deported Ukrainian children, said Vice Premier Irina Vereshchuk. Since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, 200 Ukrainian children have been killed and 360 have been wounded or injured, the Prosecutor General's office said in a report on April 16th. According to the report, the highest numbers of killed and wounded children have been recorded in the Donetsk, Luhansk, Kyiv, Kharkiv, Chernihiv, Kherson and Mykolaiv regions. The figures are not final and maybe even higher because it's currently impossible to obtain such data from the temporarily occupied areas and those where hostilities continue. According to the United Nations, between February 24th and April 14th, 1,982 Ukrainian civilians were killed and 2,651 were wounded or injured. 870,000 out of 4.5 million people who fled Ukraine escaping from the war have returned to the country, the United Nations said on its official Twitter page. On Friday, for the first time since the outbreak of the war, the number of people crossing into Ukraine from Poland exceeded the number of those leaving Ukraine. The total daily number of people crossing the Ukraine-Poland border is nearly 30,000. On the first days of the Russian war, members of PLAST, Ukrainian Boy and Girl Scouts, set up an aid center in the Ivano-Frankivsk region, western Ukraine. Olena Pinzin, acting chief of the aid staff, says that they collect and send humanitarian aid to eastern cities that are under fire.
Допомога взагалі різна, від продуктів харчування до засобів гігієни.
There are various kinds of aid, from foodstuffs and hygienics to underwear and socks. Everything is needed. Escaping from shells and bombs, people often run for their life undressed and without any belongings. They need something to put on and something to sleep on, said Olena Pinzin, adding that about a dozen volunteers collect, pack and send first aid kits for the military. One of them is Tetyana Bohuslavets. When the war began, I was in state of stupor for 4 days. Then my schoolmate and I came to this aid stop. We brought some things we thought could help, and we saw that our hands were needed here. So, since the 27th of February, we have been here every day. We can't stay aloof. We've got to be strong and we've got to work together for our victory. There is no other way, said Tetyana Bohuslavets. Professional rescuers from Australia, Germany, the United States and Poland have arrived in Kyiv to help their Ukrainian colleagues and volunteers to clear the debris in the neighboring town of Borodyanka. The head of the president's office, Andriy Yermak, said they would be accommodated in modular houses. According to him, 18 such structures were handed over by former New York governor George Pataki. In the Kyiv region alone, the Russian occupier severely damaged about 2,000 infrastructure facilities and destroyed more than 500 buildings.